President Chakwera spoke in the local language Chichewa, saying police should understand that during times of grief, some people are likely to say various things and do other reactions in a disorderly manner. Chakwera said in times like this, the police should exhaust all means of bringing peace and comfort to grieving people before making arrests. He says that he is aware that he does not have the constitutional powers to order the police how to conduct their duties, but he is pleading with the Inspector General of Malawi Police to ensure that the police service operates on behalf of the people and not as a force to intimidate and punish citizens. The Inspector General of Malawi Police Service, Merin Yolam, and Minister of Homeland Security, Ken Zikari Ngoma, who were present during the televised ceremony, were seen nodding in agreement to President Chakwera's remarks. Malawi's Vice President, the late Saulos Chilima, and eight others were killed in a plane crash on June 10 in northern Malawi, which aviation experts in the country connect to bad weather. However, 2 weeks later, police arrested human rights activist Boni Kalindo, lawmaker Kamulepo Kaluwa, and faith leader Reverend Kondwani Gondwe over the alleged circulation of criminal audio content relating to the cause of the plane crash. Aviation experts from Germany and the Malawi Defense Force are investigating the cause of the plane crash, which some people suspect was a planned accident. Michael Kayatsa is executive director for the Center for Human Rights and Rehabilitation. He told VOA that Malawi should repeal some provisions of its cyber crimes legislation, which he says are prone to abuse.
One of the provisions says that the government can restrict online communication, but also it criminalizes the communication that is deemed to be not in the public interest. These are provisions which can easily be abused. And what the government is doing is actually abusing those provisions.
Kayatsa says the legislation contradicts the tenets of any democratic society.
And in a democracy like we are in right now, to be using those archaic and the draconian laws is actually a move in the wrong direction. People should be free to express their opinions.
The Malawi Law Society says although the arrests were a violation of human rights, to repeal the country's cybercrime legislation based on people's emotions would be wrong. Its president, Patrick Mpaka, says through local media that instead the law enforcement agents should work to familiarize themselves with the law to avoid abusing it. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre.